This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia and Montgomery County Police are on the hunt for a suspected burglar who they say is connected to a string of robberies in both areas. Authorities say 18-year-old Marcus Nieto is behind multiple robberies targeting businesses in northeast Philadelphia and the robbery of Shauna's Restaurant and Banquet Hall in North Philly. Around 9 o'clock last Sunday night, the owner was reportedly preparing to close when a masked robber burst in and held her at gunpoint in front of her own children.
You're going to pull a gun in front of my children, hot meat? I worked so hard.
Cheltenham police say they've been searching for Nieto for a month and a half, issuing an arrest warrant for two burglaries there, one at the Goat House Creamery and one at the auto body shop Melrose Service Center. The shop's John Reed spoke to our news partner, NBC 10.
It's the same criminal that is doing all the crime in the city. Now he's escalating it. Where, you know, he's a big criminal now.
Police say the crimes are mostly occurring during the overnight hours. They add that Nieto is deaf and can only speak sign language and Portuguese. A second unidentified suspect is also wanted in the burglaries in northeast Philly. If you have any information, Philly police ask you to call them at 215-686-TIPS. Governor Shapiro has talked to business owners in Chinatown about tariffs, among other topics. The governor's visit earlier this week marked the final week of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Governor Shapiro's first stop was at Asia Crafts, a gift shop on 10th Street that's been family-owned for decades.
It's just important for me to get out here and show these business owners that I've got their backs. Let them know how important their businesses are to the vitality of our city and our commonwealth.
You got to look at all the different collectibles on the shelves. There's plenty of Hello Kitty stuff here, for example. And he talked to the owners, including Eric Law, about the uncertainty surrounding tariffs.
Like even our suppliers, that you know, everything's kind of in flux. You know, so we just have to go with the flow for now.
And Law says they may have to start raising prices soon. Shapiro then went over to the House of Dragons Philly Firehouse, and then he stopped at Vivi Bubble Tea, where he met with community leaders and talked about promoting Chinatown and other neighborhoods ahead of the big events in the city in 2026. And those leaders told him about residents living in fear because of the anti-immigrant rhetoric and policies from the White House.
I want to be here today to do everything I can to reassure them that they've got a governor that gives a damn about them and cares a lot about this community.
A rainbow flag is now on display at the Sofitel Hotel in Rittenhouse Square, Philadelphia. They held a ceremony yesterday afternoon to celebrate the start of Pride Month and to raise their pride flag. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there.
From the iconic rainbow crosswalks in the neighborhood to the historic roots of LGBTQ activism at William Way Center, these travelers engaged deeply with our city's culture, history, and community.
That's Ed Gross, the executive director of the Greater Philadelphia Hotel Association, who was on hand to help the Sofitel raise its flag in honor of Pride Month, which starts this weekend.
The Sofitel is hosting several events throughout Pride Month, and some of the proceeds will go to the Mazzoni Center, the city's largest LGBTQ plus health and wellness center. Similar to the EasyPass tech scam going around earlier this year, now there's one that looks like it's from your state motor vehicle office, but it's not, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Your first clue that the text from the Pennsylvania Department of Motor Vehicles demanding you pay an outstanding traffic ticket is a scam is because there is no Pennsylvania DMV. The office is called PennDOT Driver and Vehicle Services, and Amy Inama is a real press officer there.
PennDOT does not send texts about traffic violations or fines. So that's something we definitely want the public to be aware of.
The text says if you don't click on the link to pay up, you could have your license or registration suspended and even harm your credit rating. But it's another smishing attempt to trick you into entering your personal information, so Inama encourages people not to engage.
We urge them if they receive any suspicious text message to avoid clicking on any of the links.
New Jersey's Transportation Department has posted a similar warning.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.